Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, you can visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, got Marvin Kane with us from Kane Works. We're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, SEO, in this segment. Hey, Marvin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So I wanted to start with a little bit of the background. Tell us a little bit about Kane Works. So what's the primary service you offer to your clients?
Well, the primary service, we offer two services, really. One is website design and development, and coupled with SEO consultancy. Really, you can't do one without the other. I mean, you can't build a website and then expect it to get search results unless you work on that. So that's why we offer both of those services.
So how long have you been in business, my friend?
Well, I've been in the web space for almost 25 years, which, you know, God,
wow.
In web years, it's a long time. I was there from, I can't say I invented the Internet, but I was there from the beginning. So, you know,
I thought you were pretty much there at the beginning then, in 25 years.
Well, it was the beginning. So I've seen more from just this sort of curiosity into this amazingly powerful marketing platform. Lots of changes.
That's one of the challenges in my eyes in the SEO game, Marvin, is things are always changing. You see little tricks like, oh, you could do this, and then, you know, things change, now you can't do that anymore. So for the rest of the show, I just want to talk a little bit about some of these myths that at least I believe they're myths in SEO and how I can deal with them.
Sure.
So the first thing I see when we start talking about SEO is often get people going, Marvin, it's okay. My target market already knows who we are. That's really not always the case, right?
No, it's not. In fact, it's usually not the case. And I say, well, no, they don't. Not really. I mean, other than knowing you exist, what do they really know about you? I mean, there's a reason why 93% of online experiences begin with a search engine. They're designed to save you time by delivering the best results. So, and there's more to it than just being discovered. It's also about establishing credibility and expertise and social authority. So if you're already appearing at the top of page one for searches related to your brand, that's great. But, you know, what about the other results on page one? How do they communicate your brand? Are they trustworthy sources? And do they align with your messaging? So, it's not that simple to say, well, our target market already knows who we are.
So now one of the other things I see happen is, you know, in certain industries, you know, the decision-making is a lengthy process. You get numerous stakeholders. So I find sometimes those people attempted to just dismiss SEO. It's still relevant, though,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, it's even more relevant when you have multiple stakeholders. The key is to understand the decision process for the people you're trying to attract to your site. And once you've done that, you'll know exactly what information they need, and you can tailor your content accordingly. So, you know, the things you find out will inform your keyword list and your content strategy as well. You know, so each person is likely to have different needs and priorities. And the challenge is to demonstrate that going to your website, you'll be able to satisfy as many of these needs as possible. So, it's not a bad thing that a company has numerous stakeholders.
The next thing I want to ask you about is, you know, SEO comes up in conversations all the time. Because as a small business owner, we're all fascinated by it and how it works and how we can utilize
true.
It. And you get that one person, hey, Marvin, I'm already ranking. I'm on page one, page two, whatever. And they, you know, hey, I don't need to do anything else. That's not correct, right? It changes.
Well, it's not correct. I mean, it's great that you're already ranking, but the question you have to ask yourself is what keywords are you ranking for? Are they aligned with your mission? Do they target the right people? Are they the people you want to attract? And what do your keywords actually say about your organization or your business? So it's not just about ranking. It's about pulling in the right people. I mean, if 1,000 people hit your website every day, but they're not the right people, well, that's, you haven't accomplished anything.
True. Yeah, I say that a lot. You know, like you said, that's usually a follow-up question. Well, what do you rank for? And then it could be something that's abstracted. You know, you're like, Marvin, no one in their right mind would ever look that up to get to you. You know, so it's just kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's the next thing it's always changing. Changes come too quickly where, you know, you think you have the algorithms figured out, and then next thing you know, it's like, hey, how did I just drop five places? So you got to stay up with the changes and algorithms and things like that, right?
Sure. And that, you know, that's a big one for people. Changes come too quickly. Well, you know, SEO does change quickly, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. It shouldn't discourage you from crafting a sound SEO strategy, you know, because Google's changes, they're all geared to improving the quality of websites. So as long as your content is relevant and it provides users what they're looking for, then you can stop worrying about Google's frequent algorithm changes. You know, it's just distracting. Concentrate on the main thing, which is giving your visitors what they came to your site looking for.
One of the things I chuckle about when it comes to SEO is I'll often be talking to somebody and they're like, I do it myself. And honestly, I belly laugh when I hear that. I'm like, okay then, how's that working for you? I find a lot of people want to watch a YouTube video, Marvin. You know, here's the secrets to SEO, and they're trying to implement it themselves. Now, you really need a professional to do this, right? I mean, this isn't something, you know, the proverbial, don't try this at home. That really applies to SEO in my eyes. Would you agree?
Of course I agree. You know, and that's what SEO. People think there's some sort of secret sauce to this, you know, that if they get the secret, then they've got the whole thing knocked. You know, the biggest secret about SEO is that there's no secrets. There are absolutely no secrets. It's just applying, you know, best practices diligently over time. You know, improving your search results is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So, you know, according to some of the findings, for example, on the World Wide Web Size Project, the number of web pages in Google's index is at least 4.45 billion. So, you know, while it's true that search engines take some time to initially rank, once the site is there, you know, it can stay there with a reasonable amount of maintenance. But with that many pages, it's completely unrealistic to think that you can build a website and in a week, you know, be on page one. It's not going to happen.
And that's what is an objection I hear from people. It's, you know, they don't want to put the time, effort, and cost into doing what they need to do. Like I was joking with you when we started the show earlier, you know, Marvin, you know, I hired you at 9 a.m. It's now 4:07. How come I'm not ranked? You know, and I have people, honestly, you know, we chuckle, you know, it's funny, but I have people that honestly think that, yeah, you know, I hired somebody to do SEO. I should be on page one for every keyword within the next, like, 8 or 9 minutes. It's not that simple, right?
Well, you know, of course not. And people who say that, what that says to me is that whoever they hired to do their SEO did not have the proper meetings before they got started working together, because that's the first thing you got to do is set reasonable expectations. You know, and what I do is I ask business owners, what do you expect out of this? What are you looking for? You know, based on that, then we can have some sort of reasonable conversation. And, you know, I always tell business owners, look, you have to be patient. And if you're not willing to be patient, then this is not going to work. And you also have to be willing to collaborate. It's not like, you know, you give me all this money and I do all this work. We have to work together constantly, because I'm going to have questions. I'm going to have recommendations, things that I recommend that you do. And this requires, you know, collaboration. So it's really a question of just having the right conversation before the work begins.
Like you said, one of the things I see is as soon as you use the word algorithm, people are like, oh, that's way too technical. You know, and some people do try to explain the algorithms. I'm like, please don't do that. You know, that's your job. I trust you know the algorithms. But that, all kidding aside, there's one thing that kind of, you know, turns people off. They just feel, it's so technical, I don't understand it, so I don't really know if it's going to work because I can't wrap my head around it. What do you say when someone just throws that at you? Marvin, it's way too technical, bud.
Well, you know, let's say you're the client and you say to me, it's way too technical. So my answer is, that's why you hired me, because it's way too technical for you. See, look, there are technical aspects to SEO, but it actually requires more marketing than technical. You know, understanding keywords and writing compelling content, establishing yourself as an expert in your field, these things will do more to push your website to the top of Google than any technical improvements. So I say to people, don't worry about the technical part. That's my job. You know, I don't need to do, you don't need to know what an algorithm is unless you're in, you know, geometry 101. You don't need to know what that word is. Just understand it's a complicated mathematical formula that Google uses to figure out, you know, which pages are the most relevant pages to answer a user's query, what they're searching for. That's all. But nobody knows. I mean, seriously, nobody knows what's in these algorithms. It's like, you know, Coca-Cola's secret formula. Nobody knows what's in it.
So now, Marvin,
really?
I worked really hard on my website. I'm proud of it. And now you want me to change it for SEO. I see people, you know, but he's going to change my website. Do you have to
right.
Do you change the website?
Only when it's necessary. Look, the goal of SEO is to make sure that your site can be found by people searching for a business or an organization that does what you do. And not only be found, but, you know, be found as high on page one of search results as possible. So if an analysis of your site uncovers issues that are preventing it from ranking well, then, yes, changes will have to be made to your website. And that should not be this onerous big problem. Just remember what the goal is. The goal is for you to improve your search results. And if I tell you that, listen, I analyzed your website top to bottom, and there are things about this website that are giving Google problems. Now, we can leave them, but you're not going to get the results you want. Or we can change them and hopefully, you know, meet your goals.
You know, I had to learn that in my business and Friends of Kevin, my business, the consumer side. Surprisingly, Marvin, no one's Googling Friends of Kevin unless you know who I am. You know what I mean? So I remember going through that, you know, like you don't have the word networking in there. You have Friends of Kevin, you know, friend
exactly,
working.
Exactly, that's
event.
Right.
Like,
I mean,
no one knows
yeah,
what that
people
is.
Yeah, Googling. Of course, people who Google Friends of Kevin already know who you are. So, but
right.
You're not looking for those. You're looking for people who don't know who you are. So you've got to
exactly.
Talk more about what you do. Yeah.
But it was funny the first time someone said that to me, I'm like, wow, that's kind of obvious, you know, but until someone said it to me, I never thought of it. So that's where having you
sure.
As the SEO person to point out things that, you know, once you hear it and you chuckle at yourself and go, oh, geez, that was kind of simple, but it makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. Last comment,
sure,
Marvin,
absolutely.
I got for you,
absolutely.
Is people, you know, man, Marvin, it's just so unpredictable, you know, things seem to change all the time. I don't know about this. What do you say when someone throws the unpredictable
yeah.
sign at you?
And that's a common myth, too. So if you said that to me, that SEO is unpredictable, I would follow with a question back to you saying, how do you know it's unpredictable? You don't have to answer that.
Yeah.
Right, you know,
yeah.
I would ask you, how do you know it's unpredictable? The truth is that it's really not unpredictable. In fact, it's very predictable. You know, I've been working in this field for years, and I can tell you that the changes I've seen have all been geared toward encouraging site owners to produce the highest quality website possible. So, you know, if your website delivers on its promise to give users what they came to your site looking for, then you can expect and predict good long-term results, and it's not unpredictable. You know, the unpredictability is only for people who are trying to game the system. They're trying to think of ways around the hard work.
Yep.
And that's when you get in trouble. So it's really not unpredictable.
Amen. Marvin, got about 40 seconds left. Let's grab your contact information before I let you run.
Absolutely. So the best way to get to know me and what I do is my website, kaneworks.com, KaneWorks.com. My phone number is 978-836-7182. You can also find me on Facebook. I actually have a few Facebook pages, but one of them, the one that's most relevant to what we're talking about, is facebook.com/KaneWorksSEO.
Awesome.
I'm on
really appreciate
Twitter.
You.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I really appreciate you taking the time to call in, my friend. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
I appreciate you inviting me. Kevin, good to
All right,
talk
have
to
a
you.
great
Talk
day.
to you soon. You too.
Yep, bye
Bye-bye.
now.